the Unicorn Podcast. I am your host, the creator, everything that this universe that you just joined in here with me. It's the Unicorn Universe. And thank you for joining me today. And let's get this show started. So, to start your week off, I have an affirmation for you. I am a master of my emotions and thoughts. I choose to focus on the positive and let go of negative self-talk and limiting beliefs. I am empowered to create my own reality, and I am grateful for the freedom and joy that comes with a positive mindset. Now, let's just sit with that for a moment. And I hope you guys is starting off your week very well. And I was on Facebook this morning, and I came across this video because I didn't know what I wanted to talk about today, because I'm not used to talking to myself. Well, I guess I'm not talking to myself, because I'm talking to y'all, but y'all get what I'm saying. Like, nobody's sitting here with me. But, I came across this video about a guy saying he received an email from a girl. I'm gonna leave his name in the bottom, or in the description, in the description or whatever. And y'all can go to his page, because he's talking about real shit. He really do. And this video makes so much sense, and I'm here to show y'all my journey, how to keep becoming the best person I can, and through all the things I've been through. And I could just tell y'all my opinion and how I'm moving, and y'all take what y'all can. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to tell anybody to do anything, and I'm working on judging, because I have a bad problem with judging people. Not judging people, but judging people. Y'all get what I'm saying? So, everything I post is from things that I have healed from, things that I'm healing from, things that I used to go through. So I feel what he's saying in this video, because been there, done that, and I won't do that again. So, I'm going to play this video. Y'all listen to what he's saying, and then we can all talk about this.
I'm glad he gave you that ring. I'm glad he twisted. I need everybody to hit the share button. Everybody hit the share button right now. Watch right now. We get so twisted in our mind and so love drunk. And I call it love drunk because it desensitizes. We get so love drunk that we don't even see what's happening. You don't see that this person is leeching you. You understand me? They're getting fuller while you're getting empty.
Energy vampire. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me a moment so I can relocate. Because this was rude as fuck, but they just did. Hey y'all, so I had to relocate because literally right when I stopped recording, then the neighbor decided to stop mowing the fucking lawn. Did you hear? That was not long. I did not understand the point or the process of that, and now this motherfucker is sitting on his porch. Like, why? You didn't even have to walk to the backyard. You didn't have to. But you know what? I'm not going to let that stop us because I originally recorded a show last Sunday, and I recorded it, and it was good all the way up until, because I was sitting outside, my iPad had overheated, and it stopped, like, just stopped. I could not press nothing on there. I could not do anything. I couldn't do anything. It won't let me do shit until it cooled down. I got so frustrated. I think I faced 2 blunts to the face after that, because it was like, for one, I had to keep restarting because I didn't like how it started off. So then once I got it going and I got it moving, then that happened. Now today, I'm sorry, but I was supposed to been giving y'all a first episode, and every time it's some type of hate and ass shit, some just pod blocking shit, like on some real shit, like, let me write this down, pod blocking, which is pretty much cock blocking, which is pretty much hating, like, dude, like, I didn't realize I've been doing this since 2018, and my shows are spaced out, they're inconsistent, and it pretty much goes with my life is inconsistent, and I'm sorry, but I've changed some things in my life, and some things I found out about myself that I do not like, that I am going to stop, but you know, shit don't happen overnight, and sometimes you do shit out of habit. So because of that, I'ma try to keep giving y'all some type of consistency, the best that I can give. But when people do shit like that, now this motherfucker sitting on his porch. Now I guarantee y'all, if I go back in the backyard to give y'all the ambiance and the zen, and the outside with the tranquility of the... Did y'all hear the chimes? It's beautiful outside. Why wouldn't I want y'all to enjoy that beauty with me? But then a loud ass lawnmower comes into play that you're not even fucking cutting grass, B. And on top of that, he don't even have high grass. You got to be fucking shitting me. Okay. Come back, Nay. Come back, Nay. Come back, Nay. Focus. Okay. I'm going to finish playing y'all this video. Because I will not.
People do this all the time. I'm telling you. You keep depleting yourself for that man that ain't going to like that broken you. You're going to turn into. I'm going to say it again. If you want to, keep depleting yourself from a man, for a man that's not pouring back to you. And see if he like your broken form. Because I bet he won't. I bet he won't. He liked you when you was pieced together. He likes you when you was good enough to be able to pour into him. But oh, well, I'm telling you, when he's finally break that self-esteem you got, that self-love and that self-care, and all that goodness start leaking out the bottom, and you're not able to pour into him the same way you was for the last 3 or 4 years, guess what he's going to do? Find another boo-boo to fool. And go get his allowance from her. And this is vice versa. So I want everybody to understand, I'm not just talking about women. I know, I mean, about men, I know women do this too. So
yes,
I'm going to put
do.
That out there. But I want to tell you this. This is why we need to find people that is equipped to love us from the beginning. Love me properly from the beginning. This whole culture of struggle love, very seldomly, damn, I can't pronounce that word. Not so often rewards us. It doesn't. We oftentimes never get the reward. You don't. And here's the messed up part about it. That person that you have begged to be faithful, that person you have begged to notice you, to care for you, begged to be an active participant in this relationship. You begged them to be attentive and work on their communication skills. You begged them just to put in the same amount of energy you put in. This is the messed up part about it. You become a lesson so they can do all the right things for another woman. That's the messed up part. All that cheating you was begging him not to do, once he loses you, he realizes that he done broke down a good woman. Oh, no, he ain't gonna fix you, though. Yeah, that's too much work. He gonna start fresh in the right way with the next one. This is the nature. So I'm gonna end it by saying this. There's too many people whose rings are sitting on another woman's finger. Because they thought that that man was going to realize the hard work that they put in and give that ring to them. All that upgrade you did, you don't realize she was the girl he got when he was all down on his luck. You was the girl he got when he ain't had no job. You was the girl he got when he had mommy and daddy issues. You don't think once he get rid of those issues, once he get back on his toes, once he fix his tendencies, you don't think he gonna think he can do better? Who are you building him up for? Because it ain't you. It's probably the next woman. And as much as that hurt to hear, I need you to hear it. Matter of fact, we have 1,400 people right now. I need everybody to hit the share button. Because I think everybody on your timeline need to hear this harsh
just
truth. Just
because you share it, that don't mean they hear it.
If the man wasn't about ish when you found him, and all these issues that you had to correct and upgrade, what you think he gonna do? When you when you were the woman he got when he was here. You don't think he gonna realize that once he get his stuff together that you helped him get? Once he get his confidence that you helped build? Once he get that job you helped him find? You don't think he gonna think he can do better? Especially considering the woman he turned you into. You think he gonna wanna fix those trust issues he caused? You think he thinks it's gonna be easy for you to forget those messages you saw on his phone? You think he wanna sit back and put the pieces of the heart that he broke back together again? No! It's easier to leave that mess right there and go find another woman. And oftentimes that's what happened. So you guys keep holding
this another man
down if you want to. You guys keep enduring this pain if you want to. You guys keep thinking that you're going to get what you deserve. And you don't keep getting what you've always got.
Yep.
Which is those unprepared men going to find somebody else. Now, the solution is to find already prepared men. Serious men.
Amen.
Dedicated, ambition-driven, integrity-filled men. Men that don't need you to pour into them.
That part.
If they're not pouring into you.
That part.
Men that don't even expect it. Matter of fact, he did the first pour. Matter of fact, he poured into you. More you pour into him. You don't find a man that does that. Man is honest, kind-hearted, mature. A man that has made his mistakes and has grown from them. There's nobody perfect.
Amen.
But that don't mean you gotta settle for a project.
Never settle.
Too many of y'all are settling for projects and wondering why after you build him, he go find somebody else. Because he realized you was the project boo, not the finished product boo. You understand me? So y'all do me a favor. Y'all hit the like and share button right now.
I sure did.
We got 1,500 people watching right now. So we should have 1,500 likes when we get done, okay? 1,500 likes. Everybody right now, hit the like button. Everybody, you watching. I can see you watching.
What he just said spoke so many volumes on so many levels you do not understand. The older and the mature you get and the more things you go through, you have to sit with yourself. And if you can't see the fuck ups that you did, and I'm not saying blame yourself for things, because that's not what I'm saying. Every action has a reaction. Every action has a reaction. So if you know you are purposely poking at him, you know you purposely doing shit to piss him off, and then his whatever the reaction is, you can't get... I cannot be mad at the outcome of my situation when I know my part in it. But how many people can sit down and say that they know their part in it without saying, you did this, you did that, and if you wouldn't have did this, then I wouldn't have did that. When are you going to sit with yourself and say, I should have never took myself to that low vibration with you in the first fucking place? Let's be clear on that, because now we're in a bigger turmoil. So now, since you want to be petty, depending on the person you fucking with, they're going to be petty too. Y'all vibe. And when I say vibe, y'all going to vibe good and y'all going to vibe bad. But y'all still vibing on that same level. Y'all know which throw the punch and how that motherfucker going to move? When you fuck with somebody, you know that shit. So, when are you going to sit down? Because I'm still sitting myself down. There's things that I thought I healed from until I got in that same situation. And that person was complaining about the same thing. Complained different. Complained with respect. And it made me sit down and think, that's a me problem.
That's something that I need to fix because honestly, I don't like that. And honestly, I don't want to come from this situation and that be on my character. Now, in my past situation, I was that person because I'm the type of person I have learned that when my sister even just told me this the other day, when you go hard. For that one person, you go so hard because you trying to get, what did he say? You trying to get that prize at the end. So when you try to get that prize at the end and you go so hard for somebody, you see more in them than what they see. You got to sit down. I'm putting juice after juice after juice in its cup. And you're gulping. You're not sipping. You're gulping. All this juice. When I get down to the bare minimum, like, damn, that juice look really good. Let me get to it. Let me have some. And when I say this, I'm saying this even from a mom's point of view. I can't wait to get off of work, whatever the fuck it is. I'm about to smash the fuck out of this. You pour so much juice into somebody else that you don't even pour your cup first. That damn near brought tears to my eyes. It's bringing tears to my eyes. And that's not on no selfish shit. But the more you pour into somebody else, the more you show them, give them. When you gonna get that back to yourself? Because in order for me to give it to you, I have to have it for myself. Because if I don't have it for myself, I cannot give it to you. When I was little, I was taught that you eat your food first. And then you get your beverage after you eat. I never understood why. But it used to piss me off. When I say piss me off, I'm talking about like your mouth dry and stuffed in a motherfucker. And you want that juice. You gonna scarf down that food for that juice. Because once you drink it, whoo, that shit tastes so good. Now you full. In the midst of me losing weight, you have to learn how to portion your things. You have to learn how to... Honestly, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. You can honestly eat whatever the fuck you want to eat. Fuck counting calories. Fuck all that extra other shit. If you portion your food the proper way, because honestly, we're not supposed to have 3 meals a day. You're supposed to have small portions a day. You're supposed to completely chew your food. Completely chew your food. Take in your food. You have to take baby steps into shit. So we come back to the juice. I learned later on in life, and honestly, this is probably when I had my son. So I was 19 when I had him, but by the time I was 20, by the time he was one. He'll be so full off of juice that you can't even eat. Even I noticed it when I got old enough. If you sit at a restaurant, you go to a restaurant to eat, right? For the experience, for the outing, for all of that. But your talking and you drinking, you talking and you drinking. You get the appetizer, but then by the time the food, the main thing that you went for, that steak with the shrimp and the Parmesan crusted on top of the steak with the house macaroni and cheese and the beautiful Caesar salad. You ate the Caesar salad, but you can't even take in the steak or eat it completely because you are so full off of beverages. So you can't even eat it hot. You can't eat it while it's good right off of the fucking grill or stove. You can't do that. You can't enjoy that moment. So now you have to reheat some shit. And sometimes shit reheated ain't always good. But you got the experience. You got the ambiance. But when you get home, all you doing is pissing. So you just paid $120, $150, let's be realistic, I'm sorry, y'all, $180 because you're buying drinks for water, for it to go straight through you. Nothing sticks to you, nothing is making your booty fat, nothing is giving you that little plumpness that you're looking for. Nothing. Because you're not eating. And you need to eat out here. I'm sorry. But that full cup of juice is supposed to last you your meal. Now when I go out to eat, I try, don't fucking come for me because I said I try to be cautious of my drinking intake. Like, let me stop and really sip because drinks are not cheap. And sometimes, honestly, the drinks don't even be worth the price that you're paying for. You're pretty much just playing for flavor. So back to the juice. Get yours first before you start giving anybody anything else. Because like he said, once that confidence and all that shit, because what you're doing is you're depleting your juice. The lower the cup goes, the less juice is getting drunk. And you can't drink your own juice. You can't be like, yeah, I'm out here doing this, 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 and that. You can't be like, I am this. I love myself more than you. I appreciate myself. I have self-respect for me and me alone before you to not disrespect you. Because when I disrespect you, I'm disrespecting me. You see how this is a chain reaction? It's energy. It's energy flowing. If you want good, you put good out. You want bad, you gonna get bad. Some people like to be toxic. And I've heard that from motherfuckers' mouths. Like, I am toxic and there's nothing I can do about it. That's sad as fuck. Because it's always something you can do about it. How about drink your own fucking juice before you pour it into somebody that is about to pretty much pour their juice into somebody else's fucking cup? He's sharing the juice. Pretty much, you bought the nigga the bottle for y'all. And he pouring everybody else shots before you even get a shot out of that motherfucker. How mad you gonna be? Because a real motherfucker gonna be pissed the fuck off. No matter how cheap of a bottle you get. Alcohol is fucking alcohol. And I'm just being real. So how about you take your own shot. You drink your own juice. Before you give somebody some, and if you give them some, give them a little bit. Here go a little taste. Tell me how you like it. Because you might not like the same juice that I like. You might not like the juice that I got to give. Because see, the difference between juice is that that preservative and color added and additives and what's the other shit that they be putting in juice? Y'all tell me what it is. The other shit that they put in juice compared to that 100% whole juice. That price is different. Let's be clear on that. It's a big price. That 100% juice is way better for your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. Let's be real on that. So you can go ahead and keep buying that 99 cent juice at the corner store, that 2 for 99 cent, because you thirsty. But what's going to quench your thirst at the end of the day? That 100% juice. That real shit. No matter how you get it. But you got a taste of that juice, and that's something that you probably won't never ever be able to get again. Because the next motherfucker house you go to gonna have that cheap shit in their refrigerator. You gonna think about some shit, you might get a little bit of heartburn. You all see how that just lined up? You might get a little bit of heartburn because you thirsty. You're not even drinking right. See? I'm not even gonna get into that because I'm already at 24 minutes. And I said that I was gonna give y'all 25, 30 minutes. I'll give y'all about 30 minutes. But this subject might get a little bit more deeper than what the fuck it already got. And I'm not even about to go there. We're gonna say that for another show. But I am gonna tell y'all that I just completely had a whole brain fart, y'all. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Gone. Fuck, what was I about to say? Okay, so I am airing every Monday at 9 a.m. and every Friday at 9 p.m. on Roku TV on the Empire Diva Network app on Roku. My best friend, give it up for the bestie. She started an app with her own podcast and her own profit sharing. I mean, not profit sharing, but her own nonprofit. So, she decided to put motherfuckers on, you know? And I'm going to, she's teaching me consistency. Okay? She's keeping me on my toes. Through it all, I love her to death. I love her to death. So, y'all check me out on there. And I'm still gonna be on Anchor, or I guess it's Spotify for podcasters now, or Spotify for podcasting. I don't know. I didn't write down any notes so I can give y'all completely, but it is what it is. And yes, check me out. My Instagram is the Purple Unicorn Podcast. I have a new sign, so just type it in. You'll see me bright and orange. Yes, I wanted to do purple, but the flyers that I was told said that, you know, I need something bright. And I said, you right, because I'm bright. But I'm going to end today with a prayer or a scripture. I want y'all to understand my. Okay, so I grew up Christian, Sunday to Sunday. I was in every event that you can think of at church. I went to church camp, everything. I do not attend a church now, and we'll get into that on another show. But I am just, I'm spiritual. I know who God is. I know who my Savior is. And I know who I pray to. That's not to change how anybody else feel, not at all. But I know right is right and wrong is wrong. And I know when I'm wrong and I know when I'm right. And even when I'm right, I could have been wrong, but I'm still right. I probably didn't even quote it right, but y'all know what the fuck I'm saying. So anyway, so y'all gonna get a little churchy, y'all gonna get a little everything. I take grass from, I'm open to learn about anything that is positive in my eye. All of it, open discussions. But here is the prayer for today. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope is in his unfailing love. Psalms 33:18. Y'all go ahead and take that with y'all through this week. Y'all have a beautiful week, because I'm gonna have a beautiful week, because baby, I'm making money. And I just feel positivity and good things is coming to me. I just feel it. You know how you just know? You just know, you know? You know. Check out my podcast that I have with my best friend and my sister. I don't know exactly what day we air, because right now I forgot. And I don't know where my podcast book is. But I'll get back to y'all on that. I will let y'all know what's popping. But be on the lookout for that. But we're going to record later on today at 4. So I got to go get ready for that. And until next time, be you, be different, and be blessed. And it's all.